An entitled mother lets her kids run around my coffee shop and do whatever they want. But after her kids started destroying the property of this coffee shop, I decided to step in and tell her enough is enough, causing this Karen of a mother to freak out and start screaming at me. Here's what happened. So there's this lady that comes in all the time. She has 4 children, 3 of which can walk around. She always comes up and orders her coffee, but then if her kid throws a fit, she orders something for them too. They each get a pastry, which is popular for kids between the ages of 3 and 6. It's like getting a big slice of sugary bread, with each of them getting a drink as well. It's always very complicated to make because the kids all want something entirely different. Anyways, her kids are usually fine. I've noticed, however, that she never really watches them. She gets her coffee, sits down on our couch, and gets out her phone. She makes them, again, these little kids, come up and grab their own orders. It's also dumb because since they're little, I have to stand there and reach over the counter to hand their drinks over, while also making sure that they don't drop it or spill it on the ground. The other day, she came in about an hour before we close. That's right around when we start cleaning up because it takes me that long to close the shop. So she orders her coffee, and luckily her kids didn't feel like getting anything. So I made her coffee and that was it. I'm washing dishes and all of a sudden I hear a shatter from across the restaurant. Her little boy had broken some salt and pepper shakers that were sitting on the table that eventually fell on the ground because they were horsing around. Now there's a big pile of salt and pepper on the floor. But worst of all, there's now glass on the floor around little children. So I rushed over to sweep it up because I did not want anybody getting hurt. And that was honestly fine for the most part. But then her smallest girl started getting upset over whatever and started ripping posters off of our bulletin board in a fit. Now for reference, we have a big bulletin board so that we can hang community announcements on it. And that was honestly my last straw. I came over and held her hands gently and told her to stop. But the entitled mother comes over and told me to take my hands off of her kid, and so I politely and calmly explained why I was holding her hands and that she can't just rip down our posters. Thumbtacks were falling off, and again, I didn't want anybody getting hurt. This really upset her. She told me to just leave her alone and that she would calm down soon enough. So I told her again, your daughter cannot rip posters off of our bulletin board. But right after I said that, the thumbtacks were still flying off of it. She then screamed at me, something about how I'm not a parent and I'd never understand, and something about my generation being so weak and stupid. She then gathered her kids and then left the store. Now, I'm not one to take yelling easily, and I don't like yelling in general, and I have some past experiences if you catch my drift. But honestly, I was really shaken up after this. And overall, this interaction was incredibly weird. Yeah, that entitled mother was being really dumb. The fact that she tried to pull the card of, oh, you're not a parent, you don't understand how hard it is, in my opinion, is such a cop-out it's not even funny. Because in reality, she's never done anything to try and give her kids any kind of discipline. She's never punished them or reprimanded them in some kind of way. She hasn't trained them how to act in public and how you can't start ripping things off the wall or start horsing around in public and breaking stuff or anything like that. Instead, she has let her kids train her. Their stupid tantrums have become a way of life, and they can now get away with whatever they want. And that's not a result of the kids acting up. That's the result of this entitled mother not training her kids, making this entire situation her fault. And for her to turn around and be like, wow, get your hands off my child. It's like, lady, your kid's gonna cut herself or hurt herself in some kind of way, all because you're not watching her properly. Like, if I was working there, I would have done the same thing, even if it was just to block the kid from ripping posters off the wall. So yeah, the entitled mom in this story was being super weird. You did a really good job of trying to keep things at bay, but clearly this entitled Karen of a mother had different plans, and unfortunately, you just happened to be caught in the crossfire. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. My entitled university refuses to allow any of our meal plan options to roll over to the next semester, so I decided to maliciously comply by bringing dozens of homeless people into my university to use up all of my meal plan points as a fantastic and wholesome way of getting revenge. Here's what happened. So this happened my freshman year of college about 20 years ago. My university had just invested in a big new dining hall, and to help pay for their investment, they required all new students to buy a $150 meal plan for both semesters. Now, this was a big financial burden, being from a lower middle class family, but my parents pulled funds to help me out and make it happen. Shortly into my first semester, I found out from friends that the meals you didn't use didn't roll over. Since I lived off campus, I knew that I would not be able to use them all. Heading into November, I realized I would end up with about 60 to 75 meals left over, and I complained about this a lot to my family and friends because it seemed like such a waste. But this is where my plan comes into play. My freshman year of college was also my cousin's senior year, and we hung out pretty often. He was the biggest trickster and prankster type that you've ever met. One night while we were drinking, he says to me the following: "What if you brought a bunch of homeless people to use up all of your leftover meals? I bet that would upset those self-righteous jerks so much, it would be great." We laughed all night about it, but the more I thought about the idea, the more I really started to like it. We talked all weekend about it and hatched a plan. On Monday morning, we went down to the local Salvation Army around the corner. Now, I have grown to really despise this organization, but in the early 2000s in small town USA, it's simply what we had. We told the lady at the desk I would love to feed people in need with my meal plan. She was hesitant at first, but ended up saying that she was working with people that this would be a huge blessing to, especially during the holiday season. She helped me organize 2 days the following week, where about 30 people would meet me to eat at the dining hall. I would wear a certain hat so they could find me, and we would then go out to eat. The day finally arrived, and all kinds of people were there. There were homeless people in tattered clothing. There were families with kids that seemed excited to eat out. There was even one family I will always remember that seemed embarrassed to take a handout, but I made an effort to talk to everybody and make them feel welcome. Once 12 o'clock rolled around, we headed to the dining hall. I walked up to the lady at the entrance and I said to him, "These people are with me. They are my friends, and I would like to swipe them in." Now, she did look very confused, but reluctantly she said okay. Now, to say we got every reaction humanly possible would be an understatement. There were staff that were obviously annoyed with the influx of diners. There were students that were laughing. There were students giving me the silent clap. There were snobbish faculty members that seemed to be disgusted at the type of people coming into the dining hall. But you know what? I didn't care at all. Eventually, a head staff member came up and said that they knew what I was doing and they didn't like it. I said to them, "These are my friends eating with me. I paid for these meals. Am I doing anything wrong?" And when I said that, she was completely stumped. The next day, the same situation happened with the same reactions. It seemed that I had caused quite a stir on campus, and it just so happened that the university president was eating there that day. She came up to me and said that even though she would ask that I not tell my friends to do the same thing with their meals, as the staff couldn't handle the influx of diners, she was proud that her students had the heart to do something for others like that. The following semester, I did the exact same thing. I even used my meals sparingly so I could bring in more people. The one memory that will always stick out in my head is the family with the little kids so excited to go to the pizza bar, as well as wanting to go to the soft serve ice cream machine, giggling the entire time. To this day, it's still one of the proudest moments of my life. My friends and I and my family still have a drink and chuckle over the story, as well as the annoyed, angry reactions I got as a result. That is honestly a really good and wholesome way of getting back at this university. First off, why on earth would your meals not roll over to the next semester? That is seriously such a waste of money. If you're gonna force me to pay, what, $150 for a meal plan, you better allow me to use all the meals whenever I want. And that absolutely should stretch over to both semesters. There's no reason for that not to. That's such a stupid idea. But also, this is like the malicious compliance you want to run into. This was for a good cause. You helped out people in need and you really did make a difference in the community, even though some of the faculty didn't like what you were doing. So good for you for doing the right thing. This was not only a really kind thing to do for the people around you, but it also was a really funny way of sending it right back at the university. My husband has rented a house for me and my baby that is absolutely disgusting and has mold all over the place. And now that we've signed a 1-year lease, we are stuck living here. And I'm so angry and frustrated, I seriously now don't know what to do. So as the title suggests, my husband took a new job. It's a work from home job for 4 days a week and 1 day in the office. We knew this job would require us to move from Florida to Georgia, and that was good with us. My husband went to Georgia to look at house rentals while I stayed behind to take care of our baby. I sent him a list of homes that looked great online and asked him to check those out and pick a clean, safe space for us to live. And that was legitimately the only thing I requested of him. Well, my baby and I arrive in Georgia to find this rental is absolutely disgusting. The walls are dirty, and the baseboards in some areas are practically black. There are roaches everywhere, there's mold under the sinks, there's broken floorboards in almost every room. The house is a dump, and I don't know how an active 1-year-old can possibly safely live here. I walked into this place, I looked at this dump, and I immediately cried. It's been 3 days, and I'm still in disbelief that he thought this would be an acceptable place for us to live. I feel stupid for trusting his bad judgment. When he came to look at houses in person, he only did a 5-minute walkthrough and thought that this was fine. To say he doesn't have an eye for detail is a huge understatement. He never inspected inspected deeper to see any of the problems. And now we've signed a 1-year lease and we're completely stuck here. I've already called and emailed the property manager company just to try and see if they can fix this, and I'm honestly praying it happens. I completely blame my husband for not doing his due diligence or even caring enough to make sure that this house is safe for his baby. I don't know how I will ever get past this with him. The anger I feel about this decision he has made is really hard to get past. I've cried myself to sleep, I've yelled at him, I've threatened to go back to Florida to stay with my family. I mean, how can I forgive this and try and move forward? I am still so angry at him for putting our family in this mess. I should have never trusted him to find a safe, clean space for us to live in. And now I seriously don't know what to do. Okay, so either your husband didn't care about where you guys lived, or he's a complete idiot and he's blind. Because seriously, how could he miss all of this? There are literally roaches on the floor, the floorboards are disgusting, there's black mold all over the place. Like, this guy just didn't even look this place over in the slightest. He probably just halfway did it and said, okay, this place is good, and then signed the lease without even thinking about it. That is honestly so disappointing, and that's so unfair. I know if I was in your shoes, I would be super furious. And even worse, you have a baby in your life. And I don't know about you, but I definitely do not want my baby around black mold. That sounds absolutely disgusting, and seriously, that's not okay. So honestly, I would go to the property manager and see if they can fix this as soon as possible. Also, I would check the laws in your area, because I'm pretty sure what the property manager is advertising is completely illegal. Like, having black mold in your property and then allowing a family with a baby to rent that place not only sounds super sketchy, but is also probably illegal in some kind of way. But honestly, with all things considered, your anger is completely justified, and in this situation, your husband is absolutely the only one to blame. I'm convinced that my friend may have cheated on her boyfriend last night, and now I'm considering calling her boyfriend and telling him exactly what happened. And at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Okay, so my best friend and I went together to a live sporting event last night. 3 weeks ago, her long-term boyfriend moved a few states away from us, and next week she is joining him. She was my friend before I met him, but I really like her boyfriend and have been nothing but supportive of their move because I think they make an amazing couple. Tonight, we were gifted tickets to a live sports event. We pre-gamed together, I drove us there, and we made plans with mutual friends to meet them at a local bar after the game. Our original plan was to crash on our mutual friend's couch after the bar because our mutual friend lives right behind the bar that we were going to. But the real problem started once we got to the bar. Her old hookup was there. We'll call him James. James is not his real name. I had actually hung out with her and her boyfriend and James previously. There was no animosity between any of us previously when her boyfriend was still there, so I really didn't mind all of us having drinks with James. So we just had a few shots together and chatted with James. But when the bar was closing, she let me know she wasn't going back to our mutual friend's place, but instead she was going to James's apartment. Unfortunately, I was very, very drunk, so I didn't argue with her on this decision. I woke up at our mutual friend's apartment, and now it's hitting me that they probably hooked up. I'm way closer to her than him, but I still really like and respect him a lot. She's not awake yet, but I'm still not sure what to do. Would it be best for me to say something like, you need to tell him what happened or I will? Or should I give him a call and tell him what happened? I'm so scared because they've both been my best friends this past year, and I know this will separate all of us. I don't have many friends, and I know this will break us apart, and honestly, at this point, I seriously don't know what to do.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think first off, you need to really determine if anything actually happened between your friend and James. Like, obviously this does look super sketchy, and yes, your friend does need to tell her boyfriend about what happened, but you really need to figure out if something sketchy happened first. I know if I was in your shoes, there's no way I would try and insert myself into this relationship. Like, think about how messy that would be. Imagine calling this person's boyfriend and being like, wow, your girlfriend went to James's house last night, did you know about that? Like, you don't have a complete picture of what's happened yet. There's literally no clues about whether they spent any kind of quality time together, or if she even stayed at his place at all. What if she went back to James's house and decided to stay at a hotel or something like that? What if she did go there and then got a taxi and went home or something like that? What I'm saying is that there's so much nuance to this story, you literally don't have the full picture yet. So I honestly would not jump to some kind of conclusion just because you think that something happened. Now, if you get some kind of confirmed information from your friend, then yeah, maybe it's time to be like, hey, you need to talk to your boyfriend. And only then would I feel more inclined to get involved. But even then, if I was in this situation, I would still feel super hesitant about getting involved and getting between this. So honestly, if I was in your shoes, I would personally be trying to get more information before I jump to any conclusions. Because any number of things could have happened last night. And I really think involving yourself in this situation, especially without all the details in place, would seriously be a massive misstep. This next one came from the Am I the Jerk subreddit. Check the links in the description if you would like to submit your own story. Am I the jerk for cussing out a woman on the bus, as well as making her look stupid, after she decides to come at me and my friend on the bus? Here's what happened. So I'm a 21-year-old female, and I recently found out that I am 2 months pregnant. And although I am very excited, the way I found out was really scary. I have an aggressive vasovagal syncope, which just means I faint from time to time, because my body is now under constant stress. Other women who have this, they will pass out for 15 to 20 seconds. I, however, have been passing out for longer, and this came off as very concerning. I live in New York, so the trains and buses have seats meant for the disabled and elderly or even pregnant women. And because I'm only 2 months along and not showing, my doctor ordered me to have a bracelet that has a tag that says I have a fainting disorder. I also have a bright red pack with paperwork for me in case I faint on the street and someone needs to call 911. Now, around 2 days ago, I was on a bus with a friend, and when I got on it, it was fairly empty. So I sat down at the very front of the bus where the priority seating chairs are, with my friend standing near me. This specific seat is right behind the driver and has the priority seating sticker right above it. A few stops into my ride, the bus had gotten packed with people. Then a woman got on the bus, and I'm gonna call her Karen. Karen got on the bus and stood near me, leaning on the wall between me and the other seats. At one point, she even sat on my lap, and I lightly pushed her off of me and I said, "Ma'am, could you not sit on me? I do not know you." She didn't say anything, but she did move to the other side of me, and my friend could tell that she was doing it on purpose. At one point, the bus came to an abrupt stop, and this Karen acted like she had no control over herself and used this as an opportunity to shove my friend to the floor and throw her entire body weight on me, elbowing me in the tummy in the process. So I shoved her off of me onto the floor and told my friend that she hit my stomach. The entitled Karen got up from the floor cursing me out, screaming at me that she clearly needed the seat more and that I should give it to her because it's priority seating. My friend then said, "So instead of expressing that through words, you decide to try and sit on a pregnant woman while also throwing your body on her and elbowing her in the stomach. Have you lost your mind?" The entitled Karen then says back, "She's not pregnant, she's just a lazy jerk." Now, when she said that to me, I got mad and I showed off the bracelet that says I have a fainting disorder. I said to her, "Lady, I am pregnant, you absolute moron, and I need to sit down because my pregnancy makes me pass out. The fact that you acted like a child and decided to assault me instead of using your words like a big girl obviously makes you a jerk. Now please, get lost, you absolutely rancid loser." She stood in front of me like she was going to hit me, and my friend got in her face and said, "I dare you, please give me a reason to tase you." The woman eventually got off at the next stop, but pushed my friend on the way out. I went to the hospital because the pain did not subside, and thankfully the baby and I are both alright. My friend and I were telling our other friends about this, and some were on our side, but others said I was a jerk because I was only 2 months pregnant and not showing that I was pregnant. So this person had no way of knowing. I personally don't think that makes the way she acted okay. So clearly I need some outside perspective here. Am I the jerk for this situation, as well as cussing out this woman for the way she treated me? What should I do? No, you are not the jerk here. Your friends are completely wrong. Honestly, how can anyone take that lady's side? She came on that bus and was acting incredibly sketchy from the get-go. I mean, she tried tried to sit on your lap at one point. That is an immediate red flag, and I would have done the same thing. If someone tries to sit on me, I'm gonna push them off and be like, excuse me, I don't know you, get off of me. And that's also just really bad manners in general. Like, this lady seriously couldn't have gone and sat literally anywhere else, or even just sat next to the original poster like a normal human being? Like, is that seriously that hard to do? And then the fact that she purposefully threw her body weight all over you and elbowed you in the stomach, that very clearly wasn't an accident. And I know if I was in your shoes and if I was in that situation, I would have called the police and told the bus driver, hey, we gotta figure this out. This lady just straight up elbowed me in the stomach, and I'm not about to take that sitting down. And also, here's the thing. In my opinion, if someone really wants to mess around, then they have every right to also find out what's gonna happen when they do that. So the fact that this lady was getting up in your face and trying to act like, oh no, you're not actually pregnant, you're just faking it, you're just lazy, as well as all the myriad of other things she said to you, in my opinion, that's when the gloves come off and you have every right to defend yourself and put her in her place. Because think about the opposite of this situation. If you tried to be nice to her and placate her demands and stand up and get out of the way or anything like that, you very easily could have passed out and injured yourself and your baby. And that's not fair for you or anybody else involved. So in this situation, the way you and your friend handled this is absolutely appropriate. I absolutely would have reacted the exact same way, especially with someone who's being super weird and super threatening towards me. So no, of course not. You are definitely not the jerk. You defended yourself against some crazy lady who clearly had ill intentions. And personally, I would much rather have somebody think that I'm rude instead of me just letting it go and potentially getting injured even more. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications so you never miss a video. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, check out Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked in the description.